Planet Rock backstage at the Ramblin' Man Fair 2016. These guys are going on stage very shortly on the Planet Rock stage. It's the welcome return of Terrorvision.
Hi.
Hi, guys. You all right?
Cameron and Tony, good to see you. And Tony, we go back a long, long way from the very early days of the band. And
last millennium.
More recent, yeah, more years than we care to remember.
Yeah. Thousand years ago.
Something like that. Now, as far as the band are concerned, you've done a few things recently, one of which was the Thunder Tour. How was that?
It was an experience. You know, like, it's quite a strange experience for us because there are a lot of seated venues. And, like, it's weird when you play a seated venue because it makes you think that it's no longer about merchandise being T-shirts and baseball caps. It's almost like picnic rugs and your sandwiches under your seat, you know what I mean? But especially when people are taught to sit down again as well if they're caught enjoying themselves. So, yeah, for Terrorvision, it was a very bizarre experience.
Not used to that thing at all. It was quite strange.
Yeah.
To get used to it as well. Because there was more than just one. I think there were more seated than there were standing, weren't there?
Yeah, there were. But it were like, people jump up and down, but when you're in your seat, it's a bit like Pilates, isn't it? Just like tensing certain muscles. But yeah, we went out and we played, and obviously they had a lot more sort of classic rock sounding, bluesy, and the first band on King King. Again, the sort of blues thing seems to be coming back again, doesn't it? You know, a lot of bands are harking back to that classic blues sound. So it was, as Lee said, it was a bit like being a punk villain in a dad sandwich, but yeah, we're at the other side of it.
You got through it, and at the end of the day, it got the Terrorvision name out there again, because as you say, you've kind of cherry-picked up to that point, but that's all about the change, because you've got something planned for a not-too-distant future.
Yeah, in November, we'll be doing a little tour, it's quite a big tour, but it's 20 years ago since we had our regular Urban Survivors album out. 20 years. So that's, what's that, 1996. That's mental, isn't it?
It is.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that if it's 20 years on soon, we should be big in Germany.
You never know. Yeah, stranger things about.
They catch up eventually, don't they?
Eventually.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be good to go out and play them songs, you know, the whales and the dolphins and stuff like that, and remind people what British rock music were happening in the 90s, really.
It was a great fun time as well, the 90s. I mean, the whole vibe of the bands around that time, there weren't two bands the same. I mean, you were doing your thing, like, say, Thunder were doing their thing, Little Angels were doing it. It was all part of the same kind of movement, but it all had its own little faction.
Yeah, for sure. It was... It was a chance. I don't know what it was. Maybe the record labels opened up to not wanting to sign the next band that sounded like the last band that had sold 20 million albums. Do you know what I mean? And it's how it was. It sort of got to a stage where we'll sign them because they sound like them and they sold a load of records. And we were lucky to have an A&R man that went, let's do something different and an alternative to that. And Terrorvision, when we came out, it was 1996. It was for us, it was about doing something for 1996, not doing 1976 again. So, yeah, we're bringing 1996 back out in 2016.
But the thing is, it transcends the generations as well. The music always does that. And you look at the crowd here today, there's two or three generations of fans.
Yeah.
And obviously, new generations in the band as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have been in now? 6 years?
6 years Cam's been in.
I brought the average age down loads.
Yeah, it's great for us, yeah. Television, average age, what are we now? 30?
Probably, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you've been busy as well, Tony, with the solo stuff. I mean, we recently playlisted the single, which got a great reaction. And the album's coming out when?
Well, the album's... it was supposed to come out August the 12th, but when we got the CDs delivered, I wanted grooves on the CDs. And when they just printed them straight black, so I sent them back. So it's just been put back maybe a week, however long it takes them to cut the grooves in and put them back in the packages and send them back again. So, but it's great. It's something you do is writing tunes. You know, tunes are out there floating above us all, and they happen to tap me on the shoulder. And the day they stop tapping me on the shoulder is the day I'll stop writing them and singing them, I suppose. So, it's been great because, it's like I say, it's what I do. And when you're not, you don't know what to do with yourself, do you?
That's right. You've got to keep doing it, and long may it continue. Enjoy the gig here at Ramblin' Man. Perfect festival. Who'd have thought it? A British festival. Sunshine.
I'm burning.
Blue sky.
Gorgeous weather.
Burning, yeah. I'm well hot.
Always great catching up with you. Enjoy the show later.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.